Once in a decade does a film capture the warmth, the passion, and the reality of a young love affair. In 1968, Franco Zeffirelli did it with Romeo and Juliet. Now in 1981, he repeats his triumph with Endless Love, starring Brooke Shields and Martin Hewitt.
Now showing at Metropole One.
This Sunday at the Green Acres Country Club in Rathfarnham, the Teen Commandments plus two support acts. Music not to be missed. Admission's only £2.50. There's also a full bar license plus food. It's all happening this Sunday at the Green Acres Country Club in Rathfarnham, the Teen Commandments plus two support acts. It's all go at the Green Acres Country Club in Rathfarnham this Sunday. I'll tell you, I'm going there. Always spend my Sundays in the Green Acres because they've got some good bands.
There's a bar right across the street. Just can't breathe. Out on the floor, he shuffles his feet away. He'll get the girl cause he looks so fine. He's gonna win her every time. He knows he will. He's dressed to kill. He's a night owl. There's a
It's 8 o'clock. This is the Nova News. I'm Brian Dobson. The Provisional IRA have said they were responsible for the attack on a British Army patrol in South Armagh this evening. One soldier was slightly injured in the attack, which occurred near Cross Maglen. Guardian troops were immediately called to the scene. The OUC say the shots fired came from north of the border. Meanwhile, Guardian County Louth are looking for a blue van hijacked 2 days ago, which they believe may have been used in the incident. The state pathologist is to carry out a post-mortem on the 20-year-old Galway woman who was found dead in a flat in Galway City at midnight last night. Her name has not yet been released. The National Bus Workers Union has deferred strike action on its pay claim, pending a ballot on the pay offer made yesterday by CIE. Postponement of the strike planned for next Monday has already been recommended by a committee from the other bus workers' unions. The pay offer made by CIE is for 16.25%. Internationally, the situation in Poland appears to remain stable, with a lull in activities there. Uncensored reports from journalists reaching the West this evening say there are still persistent reports of unrest in factories, despite claims from the military authorities that all is quiet. There are strong reports that troops have sealed off an ammunition factory near Rodan, leading to speculation that explosives may get into the hands of Solidarity members. Poland's Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Rafalski, has flown back to Warsaw after an extended two-day visit to West Germany. This morning he met a leading representative of West German industry, and he appealed for continued economic aid and trade cooperation to help Poland through her current difficulties. A contract for the supply of nearly 3,600 tons of Irish beef to Poland was signed in Dublin this afternoon. It represents nearly half the EEC meat aid to Poland and will be distributed to those in need. The government in the West African state of Ghana has been overthrown in a military coup. It was led by Flight Lieutenant Jerry Rawlins, who also seized power in a coup in 1979. Although there's been some reports of gunfire, there are no reports of major violence. Flight Lieutenant Rawlins has remained a popular figure in Ghana since he voluntarily stepped down in September 79 to allow elections and the civilian regime of President Hilal Lehman to come to power. In Britain, the severe snowfalls have been followed by extensive flooding in many parts of the country. The water authorities have said they expect the severe and extensive flooding in Gloucestershire, with the level of rivers in the county rising fast. And finally, the Nottingham Forest football manager, Brian Clough, has left the Derbyshire hospital where he was admitted last weekend, suffering from a heart complaint. He's now to take a short holiday before returning to work. And a look at the weather here. Dry throughout the night with widespread haze thickening to fog in places. Temperatures down to a low of 1 or 2 degrees Celsius with sharp ground frost later. And that's the Nova News and weather with the time coming up to 3 minutes past 8.
Clutter-free Nova.
Dave Harvey.
Still be a part of the global.
Radio Nova.
I've been bored for a long, long time.
stories begin at Chivago. Love stories begin at Club Clio. Club Clio, Europe's most exciting night spot, is part of the dazzling Chivago scene. Chivago, in Lower Baggett Street, where the lights never dim, and the beautiful nightlife people get together, wine and dine together, talk together, dance together. Club Clio at Chivago, where love stories begin. 7 nights a week from 11 until late. Club Clio at Chivago. 2 fabulous clubs in one.
The New Year's Eve cabaret at the Green Acres Country Club in Rathfarnham is something not to be missed. Ring in the new year in a way you'll never forget and always remember. The cabaret night features Chris Casey, Val Fitzpatrick, the Jerry Verdad Dancers, and your host and compere, Joe Cow. The tickets are only £5, and for £10, they include a full meal. Unfortunately, the phones are out of order in the Green Acres, but all tickets are available at the door. It's a cabaret not to be missed, a night to be enjoyed by all. The New Year's Eve will never be the same after the Green Acres Cabaret in Rathfarnham. Tickets are only £5 and £10, including a full meal, and all tickets are available at the door. The Green Acres Country Club in Rathfarnham, the place to be this New Year's Eve. And New Year's Eve, in case you didn't know, tonight is 14 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock on Radio Nova.
Never been. The reason to sing, and the wind is Kiss the girl that makes him cry. the wintry streets, smoke-filled cafes. Maya is alone, her husband is in prison, and the Heidlers offer her accommodations. Quartet, from a novel by Jean Rhys.
Something that I don't know, the arrangement that you two have made about me.
Alan Bates, Maggie Smith, Isabella Gianni. Quartet.
Now showing at the Savoy, Dublin.
The Blackboard Restaurant is establishing itself as one of Dublin's premier restaurants, which is due entirely to its good food, reasonable prices, and a friendly, efficient service. So, whether it's lunch or dinner, make it the Blackboard Restaurant in Balfe Street, behind Woolworths and Grafton Street. The Blackboard Restaurant, where friendly, efficient service doesn't have to cost a fortune. The Blackboard Restaurant, behind Woolworths in Grafton Street.
We play a good thing there.
Radio Nova.
I think we'll have to dedicate a record to everyone going out tonight on the town to ring in the new year. Reminds me of myself standing in front of the mirror, looking at myself and thinking, I'm lovely.
So easy for you.
Section from their current LP called Quinella and Feeling Like an Alien. That's especially for Neil, for Alan, and also for Brian, all traveling down in the general direction of Wicklow with John. Drive safely, boys.
Bring the excitement of the cinema to your own home with movies from the Video Express Club. Hundreds of the very latest films available, including Brubaker, Life of Brian, Jazz Singer, and many, many more. All from the Video Express Club, 11 Eastmoreland Place. Find them opposite the drive-in AIB at the junction of Baggot Street and Pembroke Road, or phone them on 600-119. The Video Express Club. Big screen excitement in your own home.
Find a new friend at Funderland, RDF Dublin. Open till 10 each evening. Try the roller coaster, Dodgems, Big Wheel and Holly Gully. Funderland at the RDF Dublin. Open till 10 each evening.
Dave Harvey.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love.